Now, I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me in the front for a few moments. And if there's another microphone back there someone can bring to me, that'd be good, too. Come on down, guys. Hi, how are you? Have you got your birdie there? Is there another mic? Hey, there we go. Let's have a little better luck with this one.
All right, there we go. This is what you needed, Steve. Okay. Good to see all of you today. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Now, let me see if I have it right. You don't have to go to school tomorrow, do you? No. You know why you don't have to go to school tomorrow? Yeah, why? Martin Luther King Day. That's right. That's right. I want to tell you a little bit about why that's so. I know everybody likes having a day off and not having to go to school, but I think it's also important to know one of the reasons, or the reason, that the school is called out. You're not having school tomorrow. It's a good holiday, and you should enjoy yourselves, but I'd like you to take some time to think about a few things, too. To help you do that, I want to tell you, let me sit down. I want to tell you a little bit about the time I was your age, maybe a little bit older, living in the town where I grew up, way down in southern West Virginia, very nice family, very nice neighborhood. We have pretty hot summers down there. It gets hot in the summer up here too, but it would get really hot in the summer down there. And there was this really nice swimming pool. It's called Rock Lake Pool. The reason it was called Rock Lake because it was cut out of a rock. It used to be an old stone quarry. They made it into a really nice swimming pool. And even kids like me, I grew up in a family where we didn't have a whole lot of money, but for 50 cents, or maybe it was even a quarter, you could go swim up at the Rock Lake Pool. And I like doing that. The thing I didn't know at first, I figured out a little later. It was good for me to be able to go there, but the only people who were allowed to go swimming in that pool were white people, just white kids. There was only ones who could go there. Same thing, there was a roller skating rink not too far from where I was. Nice roller skating rink. Same thing, only white kids, white adults could go there. And that didn't get into my brain for a while that there was something wrong with that, but eventually it did. I think it was probably when I got to high school. You see, the neighborhood I grew up in, all I ever saw were other white kids. But the neighborhood, when I went to high school, well-integrated school, I got to know some African-American kids. I think we called Negroes at that point, black kids. They were on our football team, basketball team. We all played together, and I thought, well, why can't these kids, these friends of mine, these people I'm getting to know, why can't they go swimming in the same pool and go skating at the same roller skating rink where I could go? And when I got to high school, I decided that's really not right. So perhaps maybe I should stop going to these places, because it's not a good thing. And while all that was going on, where I was living, several hundred miles south of where I was, there was at that time a young minister. He was in his late 20s, probably seems pretty ancient to you guys, but he was in his late 20s, and his name was Martin Luther King. And he had a church in Birmingham, Alabama. He later moved over to, he grew up in Atlanta, later ended up back over there again. And he knew things like that weren't right too, because he was seeing the people in his congregation, like most of us are white, most people in his congregation were black, African Americans. He knew it wasn't right, that they couldn't go to the same places, do the same kinds of things that the white people in that community did. He organized rallies, he organized marches, got a lot of legislation changed, rules changed. Some good things, some very, very good things happened because of all that he did. Well, later I got to be in my early 20s. I was in seminary. A seminary is a school where you go to learn how to be a minister. I was in a theological school. Remember, it was in April of 1968. And one evening we got some very horrible, terrible news that this minister, who was looking to change our country in a number of ways, had been killed. Somebody shot and killed him. They didn't like what he had done and what he was doing. It was a very sad time for all of us. But then as time went by, the work that he got started, the things he tried to do, the changes he tried to make, other people picked them up and kept working to make them happen. And many years later, we decided as a country, our Congress passed a law that said that the closest Monday to January the 15th, that's his actual birthday, will be observed as Martin Luther King Day. And I'm very glad that we do that. So when I think back about my own life, it makes me very, very happy for all of that he did and how we remember him. So when you don't go to school tomorrow, I want you to have fun. I'm sure you're going to do all the kind of fun things that you do on when you don't have to when you don't have to be in school. But I hope at some point during the day you'll take a little bit of time to think about why we have this day off and why it's so important that we celebrate this very wonderful and this very important man's life. So if you do that for me, just take some time tomorrow, wherever you're doing, whatever you're doing. Just to think about that a little bit and maybe have some conversations with your friends about it as well. Okay, we're going to let you go to your classes now. Jake, are we ready here?
Do you remember your song?
Yes.
Do you remember your song?